听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for taking time out of your day to join us and study English with us. This month in our Studio Classroom Profiles feature, we'll introduce you to some very famous people. No, they're not movie stars or pop music idols. They're not powerful politicians or world-famous athletes. These men and women are chefs. Yes, they're people who make delicious food, and by doing that, they make people happy one dish at a time. Let's start the lesson with a difficult but very important word, philanthropist. As in, Bill Gates is not just a rich businessman, he's also a philanthropist. He has given billions of dollars to charity. Next is the verb showcase. Showcase. The town's yearly art festival gives local artists the chance to showcase their work. And our third word is hearty. In winter, we eat hearty food like meat and potatoes. Okay, our lesson begins on page 16. Please open your magazines and follow along as we read.
Celebrity chefs. These chefs are making people happy one dish at a time. Many of today's famous chefs don't simply cook exquisite food. They wear many hats. Television host, restaurant owner, author, and even philanthropist. And bring joy to viewers, readers, and eaters everywhere. Jamie Oliver, England's young and influential chef. Jamie Oliver got his start in cooking at age 8 by peeling potatoes at his dad's restaurant and became an expert vegetable chopper by 11. After completing catering school, his youthful approach to cooking caught the eye of a television producer and The Naked Chef was born. The television series showcased Oliver's casual style and simple, hearty meals made with natural ingredients.
Hi friends, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Chip. And thanks for joining us today for our profile article when we're talking about celebrity chefs. Now, you can tell from our title that we're talking about people who cook and are famous for cooking. They're probably on TV, and they are making a living by cooking.
And probably a number of you have watched some of these celebrity chefs on television. They seem to be all over the place. And these chefs are making people happy one dish at a time. In other words, they are teaching many people how to cook, or they're just giving them ideas on how to make dinner a fun event.
And now our article starts off by saying that these chefs do more than simply cook exquisite food. Now, exquisite is a word you might not know. That means, sometimes it means beautiful. And in this case, it means either beautiful or maybe fancy or high-class food.
Right. Now, a lot of us aren't able to cook exquisite food, and maybe that's one of the reasons we enjoy watching these chefs on television. But they don't just cook exquisite food. They wear many hats as television host, restaurant owner, author, and even philanthropist. Now, Chip, do we mean here that they're actually wearing hats? What do we mean by that?
Well, no, they don't. This doesn't mean that they have a hat collection and they actually wear many different hats. But what this means is they have several different responsibilities or maybe several different job roles that they play. For example, author, television host, restaurant owner, and philanthropist.
Whoa, you just said a big word there. Philanthropist. A philanthropist is someone who gives money, usually a lot of money, for a good cause. A philanthropist is very generous. They want to support a good cause. And so sometimes this is one of the hats that these celebrity chefs wear, the hat of philanthropist.
Okay, so these chefs are bringing joy to viewers, readers, and eaters everywhere. We're going to start by talking about a specific man named Jamie Oliver, who is from England.
And I am a big fan of Jamie Oliver. I often watch him on television. He is a very fun chef to watch. And our article describes him as young and influential. And that means that he has a lot of influence over other people. He makes a difference in the world. And you'll see it's more than just in cooking.
Yeah, he sounds like an interesting guy. Our article says that Jamie got his start in cooking at age 8 by peeling potatoes at his dad's restaurant. Peeling potatoes would be removing the skin from the potatoes. And it sounds like after he moved through that period, he became an expert vegetable chopper by age 11.
Now, this guy can chop vegetables, Chip. Seriously, I mean, I've watched him chop so quickly, and he doesn't ever cut his thumb or his finger. So, obviously, he got a start at a very young age, age 11, chopping up vegetables. And then we read that he completed catering school. So, how about, Chip, can you explain what catering school is all about?
Well, to cater a meal, or catering, is when food is provided for maybe a party of some kind. Actually, I think of catering a meal often when we're talking about a wedding party or a wedding banquet. Usually those meals are catered by a catering company.
Right, the food is brought in. So Jamie went to a catering school, and while he was there, his youthful approach to cooking caught the eye of a television producer, and the Naked Chef was born. Now, for all of you who might be wondering, we don't mean that he cooks naked, do we?
No, we certainly don't. Naked does usually mean a person without clothing. But here we're talking about kind of naked food, or food that is very simple. These are simple recipes that don't have a lot of stuff.
A lot of ingredients. Yes. He loves to cook with simple, healthy, and fresh items. Well, the television series showcased Oliver's casual style and simple, hearty meals made with natural ingredients. Now, we need to stop for a minute on a couple of key words here. The first one is the word showcased. If you showcase something, you display it or you show it off. So this television series showed off Oliver's casual style. And if you watch a show, he is very casual as he cooks. It's almost like you're there with him in his kitchen. It's not fancy. It's very casual.
So it showcases his style and these hearty meals. And hearty is another one of our vocabulary words. It means a meal full of nourishment. If something is hearty, that means it's full, or perhaps that means it's very filling. After you get done eating a hearty meal, you feel very full.
You sure do. Well, we have much more to talk about, but right now we're going to visit the chat room and take a break, and then we'll be right back.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the chat room. My name is Ken, and Beth is with me today. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Ken. Hi, everyone. It's great to be here. So, what's on your mind today, Ken?
Well, I have a question about the second sentence in our article. It says, today's celebrity chefs wear many hats. What kind of hats? I thought chefs only wore chef's hats.
Well, you're right. Many chefs do wear chef's hats. But in this case, the word hat is describing a role. When we say someone wears many hats or wears different hats, it means that someone does the work of more than one position or role.
Okay, so here at Studio Classroom, Beth, you're a writer and you're also a teacher. So can I say you wear two hats?
You can. And in our article, these celebrity chefs have many responsibilities in addition to being chefs. They are TV hosts, restaurant owners, and authors.
And one of them is even a philanthropist. That's a lot of hats.
It is. This idiom probably comes from the idea of people wearing different hats for different occupations.
Wear different hats, 字面上是戴不同的帽子。其实这是个片语，表示兼职，同时兼任不同的职务。这是因为从事不同职业的人所戴的帽子都不同。警察有警察的帽子，护士有护士的帽子。因此一个 wear many hats 的人就是同时做不同职务的人。
Ken, did you know that someone who wears a lot of hats may also have his fingers in a lot of pies?
Pies? What do pies have to do with hats?
Well, someone who has his fingers in a lot of pies is involved in a lot of different things.
Oh, like using your finger to taste different kinds of pies.
That's right. This idiom makes us think about someone who's tasting a lot of pies. But after a while, the person has tasted so many that he can't tell which flavor is which.
Oh, just like someone who is involved in so many activities that they lose track of what they're doing.
Exactly. That's one disadvantage of being too busy. But hopefully the chefs in our article don't have that problem.
若是你在一个面包店里头，当你看到刚出炉不同口味的派，你用手指头去沾一下，品尝它的味道，你就是 have your fingers in a lot of pies。这个片语表示某人在每一件事当中都有份，都想要插上一脚。
Thanks for joining us, friends. Let's take a quick break. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Welcome back, everyone. Jamie Oliver is the Naked Chef. That's an interesting title. And if you want to know more about what that's all about, check out The Naked Chef on TV or log on to Jamie Oliver's website, jamieoliver.com. Jamie Oliver is a great chef, but he's also an author and a man who has a heart to give disadvantaged young people a chance to lead a successful life.Many of the young people he helps are at risk. And at risk is our next key word. Our example sentence reads, many of the children at this school are at risk. They come from low-income, one-parent families. Now, let's pick up where we left off, and that would be on line 4 in the right-hand column.
Celebrity chefs. Since the success of The Naked Chef, 39-year-old Oliver has authored 11 books and hosted numerous TV cooking shows. The 15 Foundation. In 2002, with the help of his show Jamie's Kitchen, Oliver helped establish the 15 Foundation, a charity for which he now serves as one of 10 trustees.Oliver combined two of his passions, opening a first-class restaurant and giving disadvantaged youths a chance to become chefs. He trained 15 young people who were at risk and helped them open a modern Italian restaurant. Since that first restaurant opened in London in 2002, three similar eateries have opened in Europe and Australia, all with their own foundations.
Welcome back. We're talking about Jamie Oliver, who is famous for cooking on television on the show The Naked Chef. But our article says that since the success of The Naked Chef, our 39-year-old Oliver has authored 11 books and hosted numerous cooking shows.
Wow, he sure has accomplished a lot in a short time. Right now, we're going to learn some more interesting information about Jamie Oliver's success.
What's the key to Jamie Oliver's success? Jamie explains,
Having not been the brightest banana in the bunch myself, I realized that my biggest weapon in life was the determination, enthusiasm, hands-on, and actions-speak-louder-than-words approach my father taught me, and I wanted to get this across to others, especially those interested in food.
Now, if you remember before the break, we told you what a philanthropist is. And it's a person who either gives a lot of money or even could be time to a special organization or a good cause. And we're going to tell you about something right now that Jamie Oliver works with. It's called the 15 Foundation. And this just shows that he wants to help other people in a big way.
That's right. In 2002, with the help of his show, Jamie's Kitchen, that's a different show than The Naked Chef, Oliver helped establish the 15 Foundation, which this is a charity which he serves for, or for which he now serves, as one of 10 trustees. Now, a trustee is what kind of person?
It's a person in a leadership position. Usually we talk about being on a board, and these are the people who oversee. Maybe here we're overseeing a foundation or a project. So he's one of the leaders in this foundation. There are 9 other leaders, but this is a charity. So obviously it helps people who have particular needs.
And it sounds like this foundation was able to combine 2 of Oliver's passions. First, opening a first-class restaurant, and secondly, giving disadvantaged youths a chance to become chefs.
Oh, this is so neat, I think, because he obviously has a big talent, but he wants to help people who maybe didn't have the same opportunities that he has had. And that's what we mean when we talk about a disadvantaged youth. It means somebody who hasn't had the same advantages as another person.
Right, and it sounds like as a philanthropist, Oliver has a passion for helping these disadvantaged young people. And it sounds like he trained 15 young people who were at risk. Now, that's one of our vocabulary words. At risk is an idiom. What does that mean, Rachel?
Well, if you're at risk, it's kind of like you lack the proper care you need, or maybe you come from a disadvantaged situation. So we often talk about at-risk children. Maybe they have a difficult time at home, and there's a bad situation there, and so they just don't have the same opportunities as other kids. So these are the kids that definitely don't have the chance to learn how to cook, and he takes them in and he trains them, and now there are some first-class restaurants that are being run by these kids.
Right. So Oliver helped these 15 at-risk youth open a modern Italian restaurant. And I love Italian food, and it sounds like a restaurant that I would like to eat at.
Me too. I think it's really neat that these disadvantaged youth have been given such a wonderful opportunity, especially since Jamie Oliver is so famous, but it also sounds like he's very down to earth and he wants to help people out. Well, since that first restaurant opened in London in 2002, 3 similar eateries have opened in Europe and Australia, all with their own foundations.
Now, that word eateries is one of our words that means simply means a restaurant. If something is an eatery, that means it's a place that you would go and pay for a meal. It could be large or small. An eatery is a restaurant.
And the closest one to us is in Australia, right? So maybe we'll get there someday. And all of these eateries, all of these restaurants have their own foundations. Again, that's just something that provides income. It helps the idea to continue. So I've been inspired by what Jamie Oliver is doing to help others, and I hope you have too. Let's watch our skit for today.
Welcome to my kitchen.
Hey, I know you. You're the famous
TV host, restaurant owner, author, and philanthropist. I wear many hats.
many hats.
Yes, but the hat I like best is this one, my celebrity chef hat.
Oh, I like it too. Can I try it on?
No. I am one of England's celebrity chefs.
Oh, and you're so young. How did you become so influential?
By peeling potatoes and chopping vegetables.
That's how you became a celebrity chef?
Yes, I caught the eye of a TV producer. And, ta-da, the naked chef was born.
Naked? Who?
The TV series showcases my casual style and hearty meals from natural ingredients.
Oh, well, what about your other hats?
Well, I'm an author. I've written 11 books.
And I've read them all.
And a philanthropist. I help at-risk kids.
Oh, and you're an amazing chef.
Yes. Take this hot dog.
Oh, thanks. Could I have some ketchup?
Sure. How much?
Enough to write your autograph.
Okay.
Thanks. Ooh, I'm going to put this in my scrapbook.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章首先我们来看的是 philanthropist 这个名词。注意它的重音在第二音节念成 philanthropist。P-H-I-L 这个字根是指爱的意思。所以 philanthropist 是指慈善家或者是博爱主义者。例如 ,the orphanage received a generous donation from a wealthy philanthropist. 这家孤儿院收到一位富有的慈善家慷慨的捐款。这个字的形容词是 philanthropic, 也就是字尾的 st 变成 c, 重音移到第三音节。例如 ,a philanthropic organization, 慈善机构。继续我们来看的是 showcase, 这个动词。showcase 是指展现或展示。例如 ,the annual music festival will showcase several local bands that have different styles.几个具有不同风格的当地乐团会在一年一度的音乐节中演出，或者是 The gallery will showcase artwork of modern British artists next month. 这家艺廊下个月会展示英国现代的艺术家的作品。最后我们看的是 at risk 这个成语。risk 是指危险或风险，所以 at risk 是指处于危险中的，或者是受到威胁的，当形容词片语来使用。例如 ,if we don't solve the problem of global warming, our next generation will be at risk. 我们如果不解决温室效应的问题，我们的下一代会受到威胁。或者是 ,the houses in this area are at risk of flooding when the rains are heavy. 当下大雨的时候，这个区域的房子会受到洪水的威胁。And that's all for today. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Celebrity chefs. These chefs are making people happy one dish at a time. Many of today's famous chefs don't simply cook exquisite food. They wear many hats. Television host, restaurant owner, author, and even philanthropist. And bring joy to viewers, readers, and eaters everywhere. Jamie Oliver, England's young and influential chef.Jamie Oliver got his start in cooking at age 8 by peeling potatoes at his dad's restaurant and became an expert vegetable chopper by 11. After completing catering school, his youthful approach to cooking caught the eye of a television producer and the Naked Chef was born. The television series showcased Oliver's casual style and simple, hearty meals,made with natural ingredients. Celebrity chefs. Since the success of The Naked Chef, 39-year-old Oliver has authored 11 books and hosted numerous TV cooking shows. The 15 Foundation. In 2002, with the help of his show Jamie's Kitchen, Oliver helped establish the 15 Foundation.A charity for which he now serves as one of 10 trustees. Oliver combined two of his passions, opening a first-class restaurant and giving disadvantaged youths a chance to become chefs. He trained 15 young people who were at risk and helped them open a modern Italian restaurant. Since that first restaurant opened in London in 2002, three similar eateries have opened in Europe and Australia, all with their own foundations.
So, we learn that celebrity Jamie Oliver is a chef with a heart. He's using his celebrity status to help others, and I think that's great. Tomorrow, we'll meet a few more celebrity chefs, chefs that have more of an Asian flavor. Before I go, I want to remind you to try our key points activity there on page 17. Simply take the words and create three sentences that summarize the lesson. Then check your work with the suggested sentences on page 77. Friends, I hope you have a good day. Please join us for day two of Celebrity Chefs tomorrow. Everyone here at Studio Classroom Worldwide hopes you have a great day. Bye-bye, everyone.